That was a band called Primal Frost, all one word, Primal Frost. And what you heard was a song called Distant Cries of War. Let me make sure that. Yeah, a song called Distant Cries of War, a band called Primal Frost. And once again, taking your request at 404-894-2468, and I'll be glad to get them on for you. Did I say we? Me. I'll be glad to get them on for you. Melkor is supposedly coming later, so hopefully he will be. But let's see. We had a I'm going to play some Aborted right now. We had a, I'm going to go ahead and give away tickets for the show. It's once again the it's Aborted. Let me go back to the contest book here. It's Fit for an Autopsy and Aborted. This is at the Masquerade. This coming Wednesday evening on May 13th at 7 p.m. Of course, it's all ages. And I will take at this point. I will take caller number four at 404-894-2468. And you will win a pair of tickets to go to that show. Once again, this is coming Wednesday evening at the Masquerade, Fit for an Autopsy and Aborted. And I will play some Aborted right now in honor of this. Doug gets out of the back. This is going to be from the album, little slipcase thing here. Promo slipcase. From the Gormageddon album. And on the back of it, it says here, this is track number three. It's called The Saw and the Carnage Done. And it's marked, someone wrote next to it, it says excellent. Someone wrote this, circled the number and wrote excellent. So I'm not sure who did it. I don't recognize the writing, but we'll see. It better be excellent, or this mysterious wreckage host will feel our wrath. But this is going to be the band Aborted. The song is The Saw and the Carnage Done. And they're opening for Fit for an Autopsy at the Masquerade this coming Wednesday evening. Once again, call number four at 404-894-2468. Wins a pair of tickets to go to the show. A pair of tickets, that's two. So here's Aborted. This is Wreckage, and this is WRAK Atlanta.
so fucking bad. Naked, slaughtered, now rest. Super club, 3D air. Leisure waves, frozen, naked.
Was, of course, Mighty Sepultura going way back there by request, going up to Morbid Visions, the album, and that was a song called Troops of Doom. That was Sepultura and or Sepultura. I've heard it pronounced both ways. I think it's Sepultura, but anyway, this is Paul. This is Wreckage, and I will go ahead and give away the pair of aborted tickets in a second. That request came in while I was actually doing the calls, and a couple of people hung up before I could get to them. So I'll go ahead and give away the tickets again here, or try to. So once again, this is going to be for Fit for an Autopsy and Aborted at the Masquerade. It's coming Wednesday evening, May 13th at 7 p.m. Of course, there's no age limit. It's all ages. And once again, I'll give away a pair of tickets to caller number three this time, three at 404-894-2468. Once again, it's Fit for an Autopsy and Aborted. And sorry about that. I had the call come in this last time, and therefore I kind of like couldn't quite get to the thing there. Anyway, so I'm going to play something right now because I really want to. And I meant to play it last week, and we had a request for a different song. So I'm going to play something right now. This is going to be from the band Immortal from the album Sons of Northern Darkness. This is the first track on the album. It's called One by One. Here is Immortal. This is Wreckage. This is WRK Atlanta. And once again, caller 3 at 404-894-2468. Pair of tickets to see Fit for an Autopsy and Aborted at the Masquerade this coming Wednesday. Here is Immortal. This is Wreckage. This is WRK Atlanta.
Call me promise. Every man is a liar. Life's a slow procession into the fire. Every man is a sinner. In the name of the Father, history repeating into the fire. Carry the weight, or crush of the rent. Carry the weight, or crush. We started wanting to be ourselves until we are no more. Breathing, breathing out. You reach the top of the chain. Inhale, exhale. You made it till the end of days. Every man is a leader. Every man is a martyr. Every man is in trouble, caught in fire.
Carry the weight, or crush of the rich. Carry the weight, or crush.
We started wanting to be ourselves, to live our lives. We went too far, perhaps, beyond control.
Cool. That was, of course, Moonspell. You couldn't recognize the, I guess Fernando is the lead singer. Fernando.
But,
I guess his name, yeah. But great band. They'll be here soon, actually. When is that show? I'll pull it up here.
Tuesday
right
the
now.
19th.
Is it?
It is. It is Tuesday.
I'll take his word
I
for
believe,
it.
Yeah, that should be right, because 22nd is Friday. So yeah.
Yeah, it is a Tuesday. So yeah, that's yes. Right. It's coming up. Yeah, so it's
yes.
Tuesday. Awesome. And I should point out that the mighty Sean Morrissey is in the studio.
greetings yes. and salutations.
Greetings, and he'll do, at some random times, he'll probably do his impression of Sean Connery.
And Morgan Freeman.
And oh, really?
Oh, indeed. Oh. I've never done that for you before.
Oh, I don't know. Maybe. Yeah, we might have to work on that.
we'll sneak it in there if you want. Yeah. We certainly will.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, we'll keep the ball rolling tonight, or the bowl rolling, whichever you prefer.
Yeah, I think my favorite is, and it's not like it's Morgan Freeman, but they had that. There's a scene in one of the things on Robot Chicken, one of the clips on Robot Chicken.
Yeah,
and it has the thing where it's like him doing like a voiceover for a documentary on penguins.
Yes,
but it's about the penguin, like from Batman, and you know, from Batman's that penguin, and it's like the penguin wakes up, and you know, it's like, and it just has this that very very you know
yeah.
that silent Morgan Freeman. They didn't credit him in the credits, but it sounds just like him.
It probably
so I'm assuming
is.
It wasn't him.
It might have been. You never know.
Yeah, but normally they credit him because they get a lot of guest voices
yeah,
in there.
Do.
I guess they couldn't get him.
I still say so the best, one of the best skits they ever did on Robot Chicken was the Noah's Ark. That is still.
Oh, there's a few. Yeah,
the Noah's Ark one. They have what's her name? Mila Kunis from Family Guy.
Did you name it? What did what's you that? Name it?
Yeah, yeah. And she and they're and they get to the point where. What is it? You know, all the unicorns and the dragons and
yeah,
the
yeah.
cyclops, and then on the ship on Noah's Ark, one of the giraffes asks him, "So you told him the wrong time? Yeah, God hates freaks.
God hates
that doesn't
freaks.
Sound like God."
And they might have actually had two separate sketches with Noah's Ark.
Yeah.
The one I'm thinking of, I think is a bit different, but.
But we've been using anyway. That at work. We've been, every time someone smarts off, just. It's a great response to anything.
So, no, there's actually a reason why Sean drove all the way down here from Winder, which, by the way, is up in my territory.
It is.
Yeah, but your band, and of course, his band is Sonic Armada, SONIQ ARMADA. I've seen you live.
You have.
That little bar in Winder.
Yes. I don't know that we'll ever do that again. But
no. That was fun, though, actually.
It was cool. Fun. Well, I think we brought like, real music to that place.
I was going to say, metal comes to Winder, which doesn't happen very often.
I know it doesn't. It doesn't.
You might be the only metal band in Barrow County.
Yeah, I think we. No, Forever's Night. Forever's Night is up there.
Okay. Well, actually, theoretically, I guess you could also count Vainglory, or you could have counted
could
Vainglory.
Could have at
if one
time.
Together,
I'm not yeah. sure if. I think they still are, technically speaking. I haven't heard yeah. from either of them in a while. So.
Yeah, exactly. But, yeah, I was going to say, maybe Becoming the Archetype, but they're actually, I think, from the Gwinnett County side
they
of
are.
Auburn and Decula.
I used to live in the same building as one of the guitar players,
really?
Actually.
That was a great
when
band.
I was in Lawrenceville.
Too.
Yes, they are.
Yeah.
Great band.
All right. Anyway, and yeah, so they're Christian. Who cares? All right. Anyway, so. Going to play some the new material, the one
brand
song.
New. Yes, this is the world premiere.
Wow, it's not doesn't have quite the gravitas as that world premiere we did of Opeth. What was it? Drapery Falls years ago.
Did you do like a? Did you have like the movie trailer kind of? And now from Opeth.
And now from Opeth.
Yeah,
we should have in a world. Yeah, we'll just hire Pablo Francisco.
I know.
Do it for
that's
us.
The guy. Yeah.
Or Don LaFontaine.
Yeah, there
yeah,
you go.
He's dead now. But yeah, or just you know, it's like a little trumpet sound, really.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, we were actually world premiered. Was it Drapery Falls from
yes
from that album from Blackwater
wow.
Park? Yeah, because well, Jim Reggie had a copy of it way before it hit
nice.
The streets. It was sent to him by Michael from Opeth.
Very
we,
nice.
We had it like 4.5 months before it hit the streets.
That's all, before probably said, before it was copyrighted, actually.
Yeah, well, not quite, but he said, you can play this song, but don't play anything else for a while. It's like, okay, cool.
Nice.
Yeah,
just to be
awesome.
Respectful of the request.
Oh, of
yeah.
course, yeah. You can,
totally.
I would sooner throw a rock through a stained glass window than anger Mr. Okerfeld.
Absolutely
Opeth.
Not.
He's a great guy.
As far as you're concerned, that's the Pope right there.
Yeah, pretty much, exactly, yeah.
Yeah, papal bull. Yeah.
We're gonna play. Let's see. And the song is gone. It's a Weapon of Compliance.
Weapon,
is the song, right?
That's correct. It's
awesome.
Actually the title track from the upcoming album.
Ooh, the
yes.
title track from the forthcoming album from Sonic Armada.
Weapon of Compliance.
Weapon of Compliance. Announce it like Sean Connery would.
And now, from the band Sonic Armada, the moment you've all been waiting for. This is the premiere of Weapon of Compliance, laddie.
Not Laddie. Laddie's not part of the title, but
no, exactly.
I actually spelled it wrong on the flyers I made too. I had to throw them out. It was Weapon of Complaints. I'm not joking. I felt like such an idiot. I was like
Weapon of Complaints.
And complaints with a C-E, so it's not actually a word. It's
yeah,
like,
right.
It's... Somebody's gonna look at that and think my printer's an idiot. So, which is actually me. It's my fault.
Yeah. I'm glad you tossed those out.
Way to go, FedEx Kinko's or whatever they're called this week.
Really,
the copy shop. So.
Well, it's not their job to correct your
it
text.
It really isn't.
Right?
No, it's no, like, I would hope not.
If it were me, I would have said, by the way, you know, do you mean to do this?
Is the people this, that work there can barely tie their own shoes, so yeah. I wouldn't rely on them.
But. No, but again, it's not their job to correct your
correct.
Errors.
All from, you're right. Given, well, right. Yes, so. Yes, indeed. So, but yes, this coming at you with Weapon of Compliance.
Weapon of Compliance from Sonic Armada. Barrow County Metal.
Yeah.
Yeah, the one. No. All right, here is Weapon of Weapon of Compliance. I almost said complaints. Oh, Lord.
Weapon of Complacency.
Really? Eh, we don't care. Well, like, well, maybe we'll fire that gun or that gun turret. Nah, let's not bother. Weapon of Complacency. No, it's a Weapon of Weapon of Compliance, again, from the band Sonic Armada, S-O-N-I-Q. ARMADA, right?
Yes, sir.
Awesome. Here is Weapon of Compliance from Sonic Armada. This is Wreckage, and this is WIK Atlanta.
You belong to me.